What's poppin', people? It's Dante.
Do you have
the will to press the shutter?
You know, when I think about this idea, the will to press the shutter, I think about my day yesterday. It was a sort of cloudy, rainy day. I couldn't find myself feeling that inspiration to click the shutter. You know, there are some moments, though, that I feel this way still. And I think this is normal. You know, I think you go out there, you know, to make photographs, and maybe you don't feel inspired. Maybe nothing is calling you to press the shutter. And this is a normal feeling. Even I get this feeling sometimes after a decade of practicing photography daily. But I want to encourage you to think about this notion of the will to press the shutter. Because ultimately, I believe it's the duty of the photographer to snapshot their way through life, to photograph more. Because the more that we photograph, the more that we will succinctly cultivate our vision. And so one of the most practical suggestions I have to overcoming this burden of stagnation in the realm of photography is very simple. Stop looking for anything. Set your body in motion without preconceived notions of what you will find. Meaning, don't go out there looking for a story to tell. Don't go out there looking for a subject to photograph. Don't go out there looking for a character, a decisive moment, etc., etc. You don't need to go out there with a checklist of things to photograph. But to go out there and to photograph is our duty. And so when you have this idea of what you want to photograph, I believe it limits you and it puts you in this place of stagnation with the way in which you photograph. You know, what that means is I find by going out there and making photographs of anything, you know, nothing specific, nothing in particular, I essentially tap into this stream of becoming I like to think about, where light is my subject. You know, a lot of people are out there looking for a subject, looking for a story, looking for something impactful to photograph. But what if I were to say, let go of these notions and photograph your soul? You know, you can photograph anything in front of you and uplift the mundane to something extraordinary, which then becomes a transfiguration of reality, something from nothing, where your voice, your vision, your way of perceiving the world is going to be reflected in the photographs. Your soul is on display in the photographs you make. And so when you think this way, it really does liberate you in the way in which you approach photography. And I find this to be an abundant place to be, where there is no more scarcity. There isn't this specific thing that you need to look for. There isn't this specific moment or subject or character that you need to look for to make a photograph with impact. But actually, if you return to the essence of photography, phos meaning light, graphia meaning writing or drawing, we are writing with light, we are drawing with light, and light itself gives you the voice. And so my word of encouragement for you is to simply follow the light and use light as your subject. And by photographing the light itself, you can always find infinite ways to uplift this mundane world around you. And so it honestly, what has been inspiring me is this simple idea that you cannot make the same photograph twice. And what that means is the way in which light casts upon surfaces, people, places, and things will always be different and will never be the same. And so by following the light and using light as my subject, I'm finding that I'm tapping into this endless sort of stream of clicking the shutter more. You know, I'm just curious about what reality will manifest to be in a photograph at the end of the day. And I think through letting go of all preconceived ideas and simply embracing the spirit of play, I'm finding myself photographing more, and I'm finding myself cultivating my own voice and giving myself the power through photography by making pictures of everything around me. And then very naturally, I believe our style, our voice, our intent, our purpose with our photographic journey will come together naturally. But I think it's important for us to ultimately overcome that stagnation, overcome that burden of not finding anything inspiring to photograph. You know, this is a very real thing. You know, when you're out there on the streets and you're looking at life in front of you, you might be wondering, you know, is anything really worth photographing? You know, there's just people walking around on their cell phones now. There's not many different kind of like interesting characters a lot of the times. People are kind of just all looking the same and everything kind of seems boring. But this to me is a defeatist attitude. I think this to me is a limiting mindset. And what has unlocked this ability for me to go out there and explore the mundane each and every day with my camera, where I haven't missed a single day of practicing photography, is simply following the light and using light as my subject. And this to me is the essence of photography and puts me in this flow state of production each and every day, because what I want to do is make more pictures each day. I want to strive to express my will to power, my will to press the shutter through the medium of photography. I now have a voice, for I can write with light, I can draw with light and create these instant sketches of life that bring my life deeper meaning and purpose and set my body forward each day with this courage that I cultivate through my curiosity. And that curiosity, to me, derives through the way in which you view the world around you. And if you view the world around you as everything's been done before, I'll never be able to make a photograph like this or that, or, you know, I'm looking to make a photograph of this today, well, it's gonna limit the way in which you look at the world. And through that limiting, sort of stagnant mindset, you'll find yourself powerless. But through finding yourself inspired through light itself, you will be powerful, for light fuels your soul, that fire within. And I know that for 100% fact, if I'm out in the sun, I can't help but grin, for I feel so good and physically capable when I'm outside and I'm moving my body and I'm simply walking and observing and photographing life. And, you know, this to me is where I want to be, you know, exploring endlessly. But it comes through the will to power. It comes through the will to press the shutter. And I think another way to think about this idea is treat photography like a lifeline, where the day you stop making photographs is your metaphorical death as an artist. And so maybe it's important for us to continuously make photographs as a way for us to continue having our blood flow through our heart, through our courage, through our soul, through the way that we go through this life of ours. You know, I find the will to press the shutter is all about consistency. The will to press the shutter is all about going out there with curiosity, because ultimately when one lacks curiosity, one lacks the will to press the shutter. But through curiosity, you will go out there and you will press the shutter, because you're curious about the result of the photograph, you're curious about life, you're curious about what will manifest in reality through the way in which you manipulate and transfigure the things that are in front of you. You know, this idea to me is very empowering, because when you let go of photographing life as it is, but life as it could be, there is now infinite complexities that you can sort of tap into in the realm of photography, you know, where I find that making a photograph that is not necessarily depicting life as it is, but life as it could be, is providing me with a new way to abstract reality. It's providing me with a new way to use light to uplift reality and to maybe transcend this world through the medium of photography. Because ultimately, you know, I find that this idea of the will to press the shutter all comes through that sort of innate desire, or that innate drive within the human being to produce. You know, in a modern world of consumer culture, of watching media and sitting back and ordering yummy Uber Eats and simply living a passive and stagnant life of sedentary lifestyle, I think the antithesis and the antidote to this is to find a way for you to express your will to power, find a way to express your will to press the shutter, you know, find a way to augment your everyday life physically, mentally, spiritually, artistically, and now digitally, with the way in which we can share our photographs or videos, media, etc. You know, I think that ultimately life is very short, and while we are here, maybe it's best for us to continuously move forward with this sort of vigor and vitality. And I think that through expressing yourself artistically, this to me is the pinnacle of how one can express themselves and one can express their will to power generally. And so, yeah, some thoughts today. I mean, I like to think about these ideas more like philosophically rather than practically when it comes to giving you advice on street photography, because I think it's a much more interesting way to engage with these ideas. You know, where, yeah, you know, I could talk about looking for certain triggers, you know, what triggers you to press the shutter? It's like, it's kind of funny to me, actually. It's like, I don't know, when you return to this like childlike, naive, sort of optimistic spirit of play, you'll start to find everything infinitely fascinating. And it doesn't matter where you are, what is in front of you, you will find a way to articulate what is in front of you and make sense and make order of the chaos in front of you and make a photograph of something. You know, where the impermanent nature of life is quite beautiful and fascinating. When I watch these daffodils bloom and die and wither away, it reminds me to continuously live my life, for one day I will die. And through making a photograph, you know, of these things, making a photograph of this dying, withering flower here, I remind myself of my finite nature, for I am bound by gravity. I'm flesh. You know, I cut, I bleed, I feel sorrow, greed. You know, I lust for the flesh of others. You know, I'm an imperfect creature. You know, and I think that that imperfect design of a human being is godlike. You know, I think it's divine. You know, I think everything is designed in a way that it was supposed to be. And we weren't supposed to be here forever. This flower wasn't supposed to be here forever. And so through the act and the power of photography, through the will to press the shutter, you recognize that maybe you can't live forever, but at least you can make a photograph.